Let's start with prayer this morning. I sense a need of God's help as he's laid something on my heart the past week or two. And I don't feel adequate to bring it to you, but I want to do with his help. I want to do the best I can to give us these thoughts today so that we can allow the Lord to speak to us through these things. So let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, I need your help today. I sense a deep need of it. Lord, I don't even want to be here if you're not going to stand here and help and speak through us and help these people. Lord, I want to ask that your presence would meet with us this morning as you have already in the songs and in the testimonies. Lord, we're thankful for you and all that you mean to us and all that you've done for us. But Lord, I'm asking that you would be faithful to meet with us over the next few minutes, that you would push back anything that would be a disturbance, a distraction that would cause confusion. Lord, that the enemy would be pushed back and that you would have right of way control in each heart and each mind and each word that's said. Lord, that you would help me today to say the things that you'd have me to and hold back on the things that you'd have me not to. Guide and direct the words as we look at your word today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title, I guess, if I was to title this today, or the thing that I want us to look at and consider that we're going to be talking about, is the concept of steward leadership. Steward leadership. And I want to look at this and apply it hopefully to our lives today. The first word is steward. If we were to look up a definition of steward, maybe the first thing that comes to mind is maybe a steward on an airplane or someone that maybe at a hotel or something like that, that is providing help or basic needs for someone. Maybe they're bringing drinks or bringing food. Maybe the waitress or waiter at the restaurant, those kinds of things that would come to mind. But steward today that we want to define, the definition that I've written down, is one that manages and looks after another's property. One that manages and or looks after someone else's property. So a steward is one that is taking someone else's resources and the supplies that they have and managing them, taking care of them. And I will go ahead and spill the beans this morning and tell you that other person, that other one today, is God. And he is a God that is rich in resources. Amen. And we are to be stewards of those resources. So steward today is one that is managing and looking after, in this setting, God's property. Amen. And we would do well this morning to establish the fact that we don't own the things that we have. We as humans like to say, well, I own this, or I've accomplished this, or I've acquired this, or I've somehow got to this point. But we would do well this morning to remember that we are simply stewards or managers of those resources. They are ultimately God's. If you don't agree with that this morning, then you don't have to go very long or look very far to realize that they can be taken very quickly. As Job said, God giveth, and God is taken away. Mm-hmm. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. The second word in the phrase that we're looking at this morning is leadership. Leadership, the definition that I have written down today, is simply the ability to influence and guide followers. A leader is someone that has the ability to influence and guide followers. Now I'm going to spill the beans again this morning and tell you this morning that you are in a place of leadership, whether you think you are or not. In other words, this morning, you do have the ability to influence and guide others. So let's just get that out of the way. The first question for us this morning, as we think along these lines, is, are you being a good steward or a bad steward? The question for me this morning, the question for you, you say, well, what resources are you talking about? I don't really feel like I have that much compared to whoever you compare yourself to. Donald Trump or Elon Musk or someone like that. Pretty easy to see that they have lots of resources to manage. But we want to think along these things of let's pause here for just a second. I want to ask you this morning, how many of you feel like you're blessed today? Yes, we're blessed, right? I think everybody here found a way to get here without walking this morning. Did anybody walk here today? I did, me and my wife, but it was pretty rough. If you guys could feel sorry for us, it was a long walk, 50 yards or so. We're blessed to have vehicles, right? Nice. We're blessed to have transportation or friends that will give us a ride. We're blessed with work and finances. We're blessed with relationships. We're blessed with community. We're blessed with health and strength, knowledge and understanding, God's word, family, friends, this country that we live in and call home. And most of you don't look like you're starving to death either. Blessed with food. And water in this country. How are we taking care of the blessings and the resources that God has assigned to us? I want you to pause and think for a moment. Why do you think you're blessed? Why do you think you're blessed this morning? All of those blessings that we have, we all said we're blessed. We all know that we have lots of things. Why would the God of the universe that owns the elk up on the mountains, that has these beautiful sunrises and sunsets, that brings the storms across here, the God that does all of that, why do you think He would bless you and me? Why? Any thoughts on it this morning?
Because He loves us.
Sounds like a good reason. I'm sorry?
Hears our prayers.
He desires, so He's a God that loves us. He's a God that desires a relationship with us. Good. Anything else come to mind? If God was to come to you today and say, obviously I've blessed you. I have given you the ability to walk. I've given you health and strength, a mind that is vibrant, and all of the other things that go along with it. Why do you think I have given those to you? So for His pleasure, just made us. Okay, good. I agree with that. Anything else?
Just unconditional love.
Good.
For good or bad.
Yeah, and that is true many times. Even in the face of someone or us that would not take care of that blessing. We would, if that was us, we would many times pull that blessing, right? Be like, you're not taking care of it. Now, God may do that at times, but we see more than often than not, we see blessing and mercy. Yes. So that we can speak from our mouths that we're blessed. I like it. Testimony. Right. Now we're headed in the right direction. Obedience. Yes. Anything else that comes to mind? Why would this all-powerful, just, holy God bless you today?
Chosen?
So what's that?
Love each other.
So that we'll love each other? Mm-hmm. It would be nice that if every time that we were blessed with a bunch of things, that it just caused us to have an abundance of love. Mm-hmm. How and it should, right? Mm-hmm.
And to serve Him. Only Him.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would agree with that. I want to look at a couple scriptures today. If you want to turn in your Bibles, we're going to read to kind of see what the Bible has to say, maybe about some that have been blessed, one in particular. We'll look at Genesis chapter 22 and verse 15. If you want to turn there today, Genesis 22, 15. Genesis chapter 22, verse 15. We're going to read down to verse 19, or 18, sorry, 18, yes. Genesis 22, verse 15. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies." Verse 18, "In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." This is talking to Abraham today. We're looking at where God is speaking to Abraham and said, "Because you have chosen to do right, my blessing is going to come upon your family and your generations to come after you." And then the part that I wanted us to realize today is verse 18. That because of his blessing, because of the blessings that God was going to put onto Abraham's life and to his family after him, he says, all the peoples of the earth, nations of the earth, shall be blessed. I would like to direct your mind today to simply to this thought, that God is blessing us because he desires to bless other people. Think about the in other parts of his creation. Think about the thought that if God only was there to bless you and you only. Think about the mud hole out here. If you pour more water into the mud hole, it just stays muddy and nasty. Nothing flowing out. But if you go down to the Clear Creek, or go up to the Clear Creek up there in the mountain there behind Cuba, the water's flowing and it's clear. Mm-hmm. And I would simply suggest this morning that that is what God desires to do through us, is to bless others. Mm-hmm. We're going to get back to this steward leadership here in a moment and apply this thought here. But this is what he's telling Abraham: "I'm going to bless you, and because I've blessed you, many, many people are going to be blessed." I'd like to jog our minds today to think, how do we view the blessings of God? That's why we ask that question. Why would God give you a blessing? Why in the world would he give you health and strength? Why in the world would he give you a few pennies? Why in the world the ability to communicate and to have relationships? So that we can abuse it and waste it and ruin it? I think not. I'm going to look at a couple more scriptures here. Matthew chapter 5. Let's move over there just quickly. Matthew chapter 5. And I think we'll read starting at 13. Once again, this is Jesus speaking, talking to us this morning, applying to us how we should affect the world around us. Matthew 5:13. "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled under the foot of men. I want to pause right here to say here, if God is blessing us and we are not allowing those blessings to impact others, this verse very well may apply to us, that we're useful for nothing more than to be gravel. If there's no benefit to those around us, the blessing, and I'm not talking about going around and passing out a bunch of money and you know, ended up, because we already know that that's not blessing people. And you guys know that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the true blessings of understanding God's word and what he has for us, and the ability to communicate that to others, and to be able to demonstrate, now we're going to get down, to demonstrate to others by how we use our finances and how we treat our wife or our husband, or how we train our children, or how we fill in the blank, take care of our car, manage our grazing land, or whatever it might be. However we do those things and use those things is going to have an impact, because other people are paying attention and watching. God didn't give us that land, or God didn't give us that car. God didn't give us that health so that we could blow it and waste it and be useful nothing more than for just the gravel. Let's keep reading this morning, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. That's it, right there. That they may see your good works. I would challenge us this morning that they would see us being good stewards of the things that God has given us. And because of that, they'll say, praise the Lord and glorify him, and be drawn to a relationship with him. Matthew chapter 25. We've looked at some of these scriptures many times over the years, and we'll look at this one again. Very common. One that's looked at probably frequently. Matthew chapter 25, verse 34, I think, is where we'll start here. I just want to read this. This is the recount of at judgment day, when you and I find ourselves in front of the God and being judged by the God who knows everything, knows every intent of the heart, why you did it or didn't do it. And he is there to judge us. No corrupt politician where he's bought off, but he is just. A just judge. Amen. And we're facing him on that day. We have a little picture here of some of the words that are going to be spoken and some of the way that we will be judged. Matthew 25:34. I'm reading in the New King James today. Then the king will say to you, to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe thee? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Verse 41, then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister unto you? Then he will answer them, saying, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it not, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go into an everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life or eternal life. Once again, we're reminded to consider what we are doing with the blessings that God has given us. I don't even need to expound much more on these words. They're very plain and easy for us to understand. God has blessed us so that we can be an example to others in how we use or manage those blessings. That's the simple end of what I want us to take away today. I think that in deep down in our hearts, as we're desiring to draw close to God and desiring to see our families change and desiring to see our communities change and our world change around us, we want others to see Jesus. We want them to be impacted by His love, by His forgiveness, by the hope that He has to offer. We want that. And sometimes we maybe will quote scripture, and we should, and maybe we pray and we should, and we maybe fast and do some things because we want God to make a difference in our families. We want some things to change. We want some hearts to be changed. And meanwhile, we neglect the fact that God has asked us to be leaders in this world in how we are using the blessings He has given us. What I'm saying today is we can pray, we can beg God, we can say all kinds of things. And yet if we are neglecting to take care of the resources that He has given, if we are being a bad steward of the things that He has given us, then we're wasting our breath. I thought, and as I was thinking along these lines this morning again, I thought about the example of the father that says, you know, is talking to his children, and he says, you know, don't smoke cigarettes like I do, don't waste your life with alcohol like I do, don't talk like me, I have a filthy mouth. It doesn't do a lot of good to talk like that, and you don't change, and you're not demonstrating the right way to do it. We can holler at all kinds of people and whine and complain and say we wish they would change, and meanwhile we're wasting the resources that God has given us. I'm not going to pick on any certain one other than just a couple to point our minds in the right direction. We can say, you know, we want people to change and that they should not waste their life and the blessing of life and family by abusing alcohol. And meanwhile, we're over here mismanaging the things that we have. Not taking care of the vehicle, not taking care of the wife, not taking care of the husband, not taking care of the land, not taking care of the health and the strength, not even anything, not even really fully taking advantage of God's word and His truth in our life. And we're over here spouting off that someone that we would want someone to change. God help us not to be a hypocrite in these things, but to be a good example in how we're managing the resources that He has given us. Now back to remind us of what we're talking about is steward leadership. I believe today that this is what God has called us to be. And I believe, as you guys probably know, I believe that we should all be missionaries. We should all be carrying forth Christ's love, what He's done for us. That should be flowing through us and impacting others around us. And to boil it all the way down to the bottom is it's not going to have much impact if we could say whatever we want, do whatever we want, but if we're not being a good steward and leading others in that way. I think that Jesus said it pretty well You just toss it out onto the road and drive on it. He got even more than that. If it continues too long in the wrong direction, they get tossed into hell and burned forever. One more scripture I want us to look at. John 14 and verse 4. If you'll turn there this morning. I wrote down the wrong reference, guys. So I don't know where it's found. That's not the one I was looking for. Must have miswrote it somehow. Let me just share the concept of what I want us to take away from whatever scripture it was I was going to read. I can't remember which one it was. But it's the concept of once we have accepted Christ, once we have Him living in us, it doesn't just stay there. It becomes a fountain of living water. It becomes something that is pouring out of our insides, and it is affecting the world around us. He didn't say, you know, I want to, you know, give you living water so that you can be some kind of rat mud hole that sits there and stinks and doesn't help anybody around. No, he says, I'm going to give you water that is living water. It comes out of you and impacts the world around you. And I think, I know this morning, that it starts in how we're taking care of, managing, being a steward of those blessings that He has given us. 14:10. That might be it.
14:10.
Oh, I see what I did. I went, never mind. I probably wrote it down wrong. I just went to the wrong spot. Let me see here. Yep, there it is. 4:14. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. I don't know. I don't know how else to expound on that other than the fact that it should be impacting the world around us. Lord, help us today to be good stewards. I'm going to run through this list again. I was thinking about things that we have. Maybe sometimes we don't always identify them as quickly as blessings, because the ones that we normally turn to is the ones that we do without sometimes, and then we remember, right? If you go without food very long, pretty soon you'll be thanking God for the blessing of having food. Hopefully we do that every time we eat anyway. Thank Him for it. If you go very long without health, you're going to realize the blessing of health when you have it. If you're going to go for a while not being able to speak, you'll probably be able to thank God for the ability to use your mouth and speak. If you don't have your family around for a while, when you have them, you're going to be thankful for the blessing of having family around. If you don't have a truck or a car for a while, when you do have one, you sure want to thank God for it. My point today is sometimes it's easier for us to see the blessings we have when we don't have them for a second. Kind of like this well down here when all of a sudden we didn't have water to haul. Super easy to be thankful for water right now. I had our body, a blessing that God has given us to be able to move and to use our body for Him. Our finances, cars, trucks, blessings of the animals, the livestock, the land that there is for them to graze on. Marriage, houses, children, other relationships, health and strength, and many, many more. There are blessings that God has entrusted to us for a short time. Let's use them wisely. And in doing that, let's allow it to impact the world around us. One more point I want to draw out of this, because I think it might be an encouragement to some. It's encouragement to me. He didn't say you had to be like some kind of high quality preacher or teacher. He didn't say you had to be educated to some kind of master's degree. He didn't say you had to, get all your ducks in a row and save everything up, and now you're qualified to be a leader. The message today is simply to take care of the little bit that God has given us. That's how we impact the world around us. That's how our family can be drawn to Christ, is by seeing someone that is truly trying to take care of the blessings that God has given them. So I challenge you today to evaluate, allow the Lord to evaluate your life. We're all blessed. Are we using those things appropriately, so that we can impact the world around us? Let's pray this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you again for your word. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, that you would help us as we go our separate ways this week, throughout today. Lord, that we would be challenged to consider each thing that you have blessed us with and how we're using it. We love you today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for coming today.